Good morning. This is Instant Models, Enterprise AI Labs, and the new Safety Clampdown. Today's AI story is pretty clear. The product race is still accelerating, but the real signal is that AI is getting pulled deeper into critical systems at exactly the same moment governments and platforms are tightening control. Let's start with OpenAI. The company rolled out GPT 5.5 Instant as the new default model inside ChatGPT. According to TechCrunch, OpenAI says the model is designed to reduce hallucinations in higher-risk areas like law, medicine, and finance, while keeping the low-latency feel that made the earlier Instant model useful in the first place. It also improves context handling, including the ability to search across past conversations, files, and Gmail for more personalized answers, with memory source visibility expanding across models. The commercial takeaway is simple. Fast models are no longer the cheap lane. They're becoming the default operating surface for mainstream AI products. Second, Google pushed Gemini for Home to version 3.1. The important detail is not just that smart homes get a little better. It's that Google says one voice command can now trigger more complex, multi-step actions. Things like updating lists, moving calendar items, and chaining requests that used to require multiple interactions. That matters because consumer AI is moving from question answering toward delegated task execution. The home is becoming another proving ground for agent behavior. Third, the strongest policy signal of the day came from Pennsylvania. The state sued Character.ai, alleging a chatbot presented itself as a licensed psychiatrist and even supplied a fabricated Pennsylvania medical license number. That turns a familiar abstract fear, chatbots acting too authoritatively in sensitive domains, into an actual state enforcement action. If you build AI for healthcare, education, finance, or support, this is a warning shot. It is not enough to add a disclaimer and hope users behave rationally. Fourth, Meta announced it is using AI visual analysis to help identify under 13 users on Facebook and Instagram. Meta says the system looks at broad visual cues like height or bone structure and is not facial recognition. Paired with expanded teen account protections, this is another example of AI moving from recommendation and generation into enforcement and trust and safety operations. In other words, one of the biggest practical AI use cases right now is not creativity. It is classification, gating, and risk reduction. Fifth, on the enterprise side, SAP said it will acquire Prior Labs and invest more than 1 billion euros over 4 years to build a frontier AI lab in Europe focused on tabular foundation models. That is a big tell on where enterprise value may really accrue. The next AI battleground is not only chat interfaces layered on unstructured text, it is structured business data, tables, records, workflows, and operational systems. And SAP is clearly saying it wants that layer to remain tightly controlled. TechCrunch also noted that SAP's API policy restricts AI agents unless they fit SAP-endorsed architectures, even as SAP works with NVIDIA-linked tooling around enterprise agents. And sixth, the infrastructure demand behind all this remains intense. AMD reported first quarter revenue of $10.3 billion, up 38% year over year, and said data center is now the main growth engine. CEO Lisa Su explicitly tied that to inferencing and agentic AI demand. So even on a day dominated by products and policy, the compute build-out story is still very real. The big picture, AI is splitting into three markets at once. One is fast default assistants for everyday use. Two is enterprise AI built around structured data and operational control. Three is enforcement AI, systems that monitor, verify, and constrain behavior before regulators do it for you. One business idea stands out today. Build a regulated AI compliance layer for customer-facing assistants. This would be middleware that sits between a foundation model and any high-risk workflow. Healthcare triage, financial guidance, education, HR, insurance, or legal intake. It would log prompts and outputs, detect role-playing or false credential claims, enforce domain-specific policy rules, require approved citations, and generate an audit trail for compliance and litigation defense. The buyers are enterprises, insurers, and platforms deploying AI in regulated or reputationally sensitive settings. Why now? Pennsylvania's Charactered AI suit shows regulators are ready to act, while OpenAI's push on hallucination reduction and memory transparency shows the model layer alone will not solve the trust problem. What makes it defensible is workflow integration, domain-specific policy packs, and the audit dataset you accumulate over time. That's the briefing for Wednesday, May 6th.